Emancipation by Alice Ranjan. The caretakers say she has Parkinson's. They speak in fake, lugubrious tones, bitter honey dripping from their tongues into a sea of tired sighs and indifference. They leave me alone to deal with her, as if such a verb could ever be applied to a person so helpless, alone, and afraid. She beckons me close and places a tiny bottle in my hands. Nail polish. It is a shade so incarnadine, so rich and lurid, that her hands quiver at the sight of the color. I place the brush on her immaculate nails and begin to paint, and she closes her eyes, drifting back to the days of insouciance and joy. But then a cry of passion escapes her desiccated lips. Her eyes darken, her fingers tighten around my wrist in a tenacious embrace. She points one finger to the horizon, shaking violently, and throws both hands in front of her while calling out in painful murmurs. In that fleeting moment, I do not see a woman with dopamine-deprived cells, but a woman of Amazonian strength, a vivacious spirit trapped behind bars, beckoning and beckoning the demons to emancipate her from her misery. I pull her towards me and wrap my arms around her until the tempest is replaced by halcyon weather like no other. Minutes pass by, and she leans towards me and whispers, "Thank you." And I am glad to have given her temporary emancipation with the simplest of hugs.